Council, the elephants moved in November and they went down to the sanctuary. But as we know, there was a lot of controversy beforehand, a lot of people for it, a lot of people against it. It took a couple years to finally get them out.
Yeah.
Now they've been gone for about 6 months. First, before we get to how they're doing, I mean, how does it feel now that we're a few months removed from the move for you? I know you were a big champion of it, to know that they're there and they're now at the sanctuary.
Well, they're doing great. So, which is exactly what we knew would happen. And, you know, we were fully confident that that would be seen. And now it's fully realized. So we're just pleased for the elephants, their health and their welfare, and knowing that we've done the best thing that we could do for their retirement.
So let's check in on them. They moved sometime in mid-November. It's now the middle of April. What can you tell us about how they're doing down there?
Well, they're doing great. At any time, you can check out the PAWS website, their Facebook, and they've been doing a number of tweets, and you can follow them at any time. So that's great to know that the residents and citizens of Toronto and really across Ontario and Canada can follow our three elephants down at the PAWS Sanctuary. But they're doing great. They're just roaming the many acres that are provided to them. They're in mud wallows. They're in the water. They're eating from the branches from the tree and just acting like elephants, which is great to see. A number of times we were told that our elephants don't like to wander. They just stay in the barn. And but yet here they are, they're wandering all over the many acres that they have there. We were told that they wouldn't go in the mud wallows, and yet they were in the mud wallow within days of arriving at the PAWS Sanctuary. And we were told that they wouldn't eat from trees and that, quite frankly, they wouldn't act like elephants. And I guess that because that wasn't provided to them, no wonder. We didn't have a mud wallow, and we didn't have the many acres, and we didn't have the natural substrate. So now that that they have that, of course, they're acting like elephants again, and it's great to see.
There were several concerns going into the move. Have any of those concerns panned out, or have they just been fine the whole time?
Absolutely not. All of the fear-mongering that was going on by the zoo staff and by the management was completely unfounded. And they had a fantastic move. They've settled in extremely well, and they're doing fantastic, as we knew that they would. This was a matter about moving them from an environment where it was substandard. It doesn't matter how much care or love that our zoo staff can provide to them. It's a matter of providing the right environment for the elephants. And the only place that we could provide that in a captive environment is at the PAWS Sanctuary. There's not the ability to really set them free over in Africa. So the only second to that would be PAWS Sanctuary, which is near as possible to a natural habitat. If you look at the environment that they're in, it does look like a habitat that you would find in Africa. It has the grass, the long grassy rolling acres. They're able to condition themselves and condition their muscles and really act like elephants. So it's amazing, and it just makes everything that we went through was real. It was very acrimonious and very, very difficult for all of the counselors that were in favor of this and all of us that worked together to make this happen. And it was a wonderful thing to see. And we knew that we were right. And that's one of the things that that was so, you know, I guess disconcerting at the time was knowing that that what we were providing to them was the best possible environment and best welfare for them. And yet those people that really only were concerned about themselves and not about the welfare of the elephants, it was very, very unfortunate. But now, you know, the best outcome, the best possible outcome is seen. It's evident.
Counselor, we just talked, there was a lot of people who were against the move. Now that they've been there for a few months and they've settled in and it appears things are going well, have any of the people who spoke out against it, whether it was zoo staff, anybody from any other organization, have they retracted their statements or said anything different to what they were saying before now that the evidence is there?
No. I mean, it would be great if they did. I think that, you know, an apology is in order, but it's silence. It's just silence of the lambs, I guess. in this case. And I've heard nothing. I've heard no apology. I've had nobody reach out to me and say, you know what, we were wrong. They are in a great environment and they're doing well. And we can see that. We can see that they're acting like elephants. We can see them going and walking and wandering all over the acres. We can see them in the water pools and the mud wallows, and we can see them acting like elephants. But we can see their care is superb. We can see that nothing happened. We can see that they're not sick and they didn't die on the way there. And we were wrong. It would be great if CFIA would reach out and give an apology. It would be great if the management would reach out and give an apology. But we have not heard from them.
I know that there were other elephants already at the sanctuary and that they were going to let the Toronto elephants take their time before they started mingling with them. Do we know if they are still separated or have they started sort of cohabitating yet?
Well, they aren't completely cohabitating, but they are in the same barn. So they are aware of each other and they're working on that for this year. I know it was a timing issue, given the fact that they did not get there until very late into the fall, almost winter. So it's not, I guess, the right time for elephants to be introduced to each other. But so they're working on that, and I'll be looking forward to going down there when that happens. But I can say another thing I'd like to say is that there was an unfortunate incident at the National Elephant Center, which is basically an elephant farm where they wanted to send these elephants to in Florida, that there was a healthy elephant that was sent there from another zoo that caught salmonella and died. And that was actually after we sent our elephants to the PAWS sanctuary. So, you know, thank goodness that we sent our elephants to the right sanctuary and not the National Elephant Center. So even that goes to show that, the death of a healthy elephant at the National Elephant Center already is showing that disease and the spread of disease is not quarantined properly at that facility. So, you know, I think that's another factor that we all have to reflect upon and make sure that we know what we're talking about moving forward.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Councillor, you just mentioned, I remember when I talked to you back in November, you were saying you were planning on going down to PAWS. So that plan is still in effect. Do you have any idea when you'd be going down?
Well, again, it'll be on elephant time whenever they do the introduction. I would imagine sometime in the spring, summer is when they're looking towards the introduction of the elephants. So I'll be going down at that time.
Cool. That's perfect, Council. That's everything we needed to know. I thought it was good to do a follow-up and give people an update because nobody's really talked about it. And we're all glad.
I really appreciate you following up on it. And it was wonderful to speak with you about it. I think that it's an interest story, and it's something that people are very interested in because they're elephants that were here for 30 years. They were a great source of entertainment to many children and many adults. But now they're retired and they're able to act like elephants in a natural environment. It's great to see.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
They deserve it.
Thanks very much, Councillor. I appreciate it.